Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Tes Vav. We left off on the bottom of daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We are holding a few lines from the bottom of the page, about 8 lines from the bottom of the page. Today we're going to continue to discuss the status of an Esrog tree. We had a machlokas in yesterday's daf, machlokas Tanayim, whether an Esrog is Shavali Ilan with regard to everything, or it's Shavali Yarek in certain ways. So we had that the Esrog is Shavali Ilan Begimel Derachim, Uli Yarek Bederech Echad, that it's like a tree when it comes to the halachas of Erla, Revai, and Shvius, but it's more like treated like vegetables when it comes to Bishas, Lekitasu, Isuro. That was Rav Gamliel's opinion, and Rav Blazer says, no, it's Shavali Ilan the Koldover, and Esrog is a tree, and therefore it's treated like a tree for everything. So we're going to continue in today's daf, not only discussing that machlokas, but bringing other opinions in that machlokas, as well as several discussions in Amoraim. We're going to talk about whether when we say that, when we discuss the date of Shvat by an Esrog, does it make a difference if it's a Shana Mu'uberes or if it's not a Shana Mu'uberes? We're going to discuss whether the Shvat that we talk about is a Shvat de Chadashim or a Shvat de Tekufa, but those are really side points. The main thing that we're going to continue to discuss is various shitas about the status of an Esrog tree, in what way it's like a Yerek, how its Maestros work out, how its Shvius work out, whether we go Basar Chanata or Basar Likita. So that will be the main subject of today's daf. So let us pick up now 8 lines from the bottom of the page on daf Yudalar Mbez. Amar Rabbah Rav Huna Hashad Amar Rav Gamliel Esrog Archa Likitasu Yisur Kiyarek. Once Rav Gamliel told us that an Esrog goes Basar Likita, we look at the time that we pick it like we do for a vegetable with regard to Maestros. So Rosh Hashanah Shalom Tishrei, it would turn out that the Rosh Hashanah for an Esrog, with regard to Meiser, is Tishrei, just like it is for vegetables. Meaning, trees have a Rosh Hashanah during Shvat. Vegetables have Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei. But if you're going to say that the halachos with regard to Meiser of an Esrog is like a vegetable and not like a tree, so good. So then the Rosh Hashanah of an Esrog is going to be Tishrei. It's not going to be in Shvat. It's not going to be Echad Bishvat Lebe Shammai or Tu Bishvat Lebe Silal. So says Mar Meisvei Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer Likate Esrog Erev Chamisha Asur B'Shvat Ad Shlotav HaShemesh. He said, if you have the fruits of an Esrog tree, where you picked some of them on Erev Tu B'Shvat, right before sunset, where it's still not Tu B'Shvat, V'chazer V'Likate Misha Tav HaShemesh, and then you picked some more after sunset, so it's already Tu B'Shvat, Ein Tormen U'Ma'asu Mizel Zeh. You can't take Trumas U'Maestros from the fruits that were picked before to the fruits that were picked after, or vice versa. L'fish Ein Tormen U'Ma'asu L'min HaChadosh Al Yashem L'min HaYashem Al HaChadosh. Because the halach is, you can't take Trumas U'Maestros from old stuff on new stuff, nor from new things on old things. So Haisa Shlishis, if it happened to have been that the previous year was the third year of a Shemitah cycle, and therefore it was a Maiserani year, and now that it's Tu B'Shvat, Nichnesis L'Revius, it has now become the fourth year of a Shemitah cycle, which is a Maiser Sheni year, so it turns out that you were Mafrish from Peros, that you were Malakate in Shlishis, Maiser Rishon or Maiserani, which if you were Malakate in Shlishis, that would be Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani, and Revius Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni, the Peros that you're Malakim, in the fourth year after Tu B'Shvat already began, would it be subject to Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni, but not Maiser Ani. So the Gemara proves that even though Esrog has a din of a vegetable with regard to Lakita, nevertheless its Rosh Hashanah must be Shvat, based on, you see that very clearly that's the statement that we're making, that if you pick some before Tu B'Shvat and some after Tu B'Shvat begins, that's going to be two different years. So we see with regard to Maestros, Tu B'Shvat is the key time. It is not Tishrei that determines its Chiyuv and Maestros. So Man Shamalei Dazal Basar Lakita, who's the one that holds that by an Esrog we look at Lakita, we look at when we pick it? Rav Gamliel. It's Rav Gamliel who said that. V'katani, and nevertheless it says Shvat. It says that Shvat is the key time, not Tishrei. So it says Mara Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. No, the way to say Rabba Baravuna's statement is as follows. Amar Rav Barafuna Afal Gavdam Ram Gamliel Esrogar Chalakita Kierek Rosh Hashanah Shlosh Shvat. Rav Barafuna did not mean to say that because an Esrog has a din like a vegetable, its Rosh Hashanah is also going to be Tishrei. No, he meant to say just the opposite. That even though an Esrog has a din of a Yerek in terms of the Lakita that we look at the time that you picked it to determine its year, but still its Rosh Hashanah is still going to be Shvat because it's still, after all, is a tree. So the Achronim raise the following question. All the major Achronim, Turiyevin, the Pnei Yeshua, the Orchliner, all raise the question that L'chora, it doesn't make logical sense. The reason why the Rosh Hashanah of an Ilan is Shvat is because Yatsu Rov Gishmei Shana. Most of the year's rain is already done. So the Chanata that happens before Shvat comes from the rain of the previous year, and the Chanata that happens after Shvat, we assume, comes from the rain of that year. So what's it shaykh say that in Esrog we're not going to go Basar Chanata, rather we're going to go Achar Lakita Kiyarek? So how does that make any sense based on the idea, based on the svara that it all depends on the rainwater? So the Aruch Lener is mitarets that by an Esrog there are really two parts of the Esrog. There's the sraf of the Esrog, which causes the Chanata, and that comes before Shvat, just like any other tree, which comes because of the previous year's rain. But the end of the gidul peros, the end of the growth of the fruit, is on the water for the coming year, and on kol mayim like yirakos, and therefore they're two dinim by an esrog. It's shavali ilan in that its shana begins in shvat, but it's shavali yarek in that we go basa the lakita. So the Pnei Yeshua, however, says according to those that hold that ilan rosh shana legabe shviyas is shvat. So if that's the case, since an esrog is shavali ilan legabe shviyas, so it's Rosh Hashanah has to be Shvat. So once you say it's Rosh Hashanah Shvat for Shemitah, you can't say it's Rosh Hashanah is anything but Shvat for Maestros. So that's what Pnei Yeshua says, Eino Chinami. There's no Svara to say that it's Rosh Hashanah is Shvat for Maestros, but we have no choice, because once we say that it's Shavu Le'ilon Legabe Shemitah, so we have to say that it's Rosh Hashanah Shvat for Shemitah. So if you're going to count the Shemitah year to begin at Shvat for the Esrog, then you're going to have to count the rest of the years to begin at Shvat for the Esrog as well. Now, we said in the Braisa that it was the third year going into the fourth year. That was the case that we set up where we were discussing whether it's a Maiser Ani or a Maiser Sheni situation. So the Gemara just asks, parenthetically, Maishna Hasam, why is it that on Daf Yud Beis, when we were discussing Yerakos, when we were discussing the Maiser status of vegetables, the Katani, the Brisa says that if you were Malakate a vegetable before Rosh Hashanah and then another after Rosh Hashanah, so the way we set up the case was, in Maiser Shnia Nichnesas Lushlish, we set it up where it was the second year going into the third year. Yet by an esrog, when we want to come up with a case where it's where you're in between 2 years, a year that's maaserani and a year that's a maasersheni year, the katani im haisashlishis nechnesas l'revius. We didn't say second year going into third year. We said third year going into fourth year. Now it doesn't seem to really matter. It doesn't seem to make a difference. In any case, the third year is a maaserani year. Both the second and the fourth year are Maaser Sheni years. But why would we just give different examples? Why wouldn't we remain consistent in the types of examples that we give? So the Gemara explains, Milsa Agavorche Kamash Milan. By giving a different example, the Braisa is telling me something new. The Esrog Kashale Yada, that an Esrog tree gets ruined by people touching it too much, by people handling it too much. And since during Shemitah year, people's hands are all over the Esrog trees because you have to open up your orchards and let anybody in, and everything becomes Hefker, and all the Aniyim come, and everybody's touching your Esrog trees, Lotan Priyat Lashnin. You're not going to have a suffix about the second year and third year on an Esrog tree, because it takes 3 years after Shemitah till the Esrog produces fruits again. That's how damaging it is that during the Shemitah year, everybody's busy touching the Esrog tree. It's going to ruin the entire tree. So that's why Dafka gives an example of the third year going into the fourth year. It's actually going to take that long before you have anything on the Esrog tree. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yannai. So Rabbi Yochanan asked the following shot of Rabbi Yannai. Esrog Rosh Hashanah Shalom Emasai. So when is the Rosh Hashanah of an Esrog? So Amalei, Shvat. He said it's Shvat. The Rosh Hashanah of an Esrog is Shvat. So Rabbi Yochanan asked, okay, but what do you mean by Shvat? Shvat the Chadashim? Do you mean Shvat the way we would consider Shvat, that you're following the calendar, counting the months, and when it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's Shvat. When it's Tubi Shvat, that's Tubi Shvat. Or Shvat the Tekufa. Or maybe you mean the Shvat of the Tekufas Chama, which begins 30 days after Tekufas Teves. So the reason he's mesubuk about this is because the Gishme Hashana, the rain, is l'chora taloi on the Tekufa Sachama, is taloi on the Tekufa of what do they call it, the equinox or the solstice? I get confused, but it's taloi on the Tekufa, on the changing of the season. And the reason that Rosh Hashanah is of an Elan is in Chodesh Shvat has to do with Yatu Rov Gishme Shana. So therefore, there's logic to assume that it shouldn't depend on what we call Shvat; it should really depend on the Tekufa. So Amalei Rabbi Yanai responded that no, the Chadashim, when we say Shvat, we mean Shvat the Chadashim. The Rosh Hashanah is in Chodesh Shvat, that's based on the Levana, it's based on the moon, because the ripening of the fruits is totally on Shvat the way we know it as well, and also because Klal Yisrael is Mona by the Levana, the Klal Yisrael always counts their months by the moon, so we're not going to say any differently over here. Now the Tosfos writes that even though we ask about an Esrog, whether it's Shvat the Chadashim or Shvat the Tekufa, but nevertheless the suffix is really by all Peros Ilan. And the reason we ask by an Esrog is because according to Rabbi Gamliel, we go Basa Lakita, and an Esrog is Darbi Ilana Mishana Lashana, so it's very common that you will pick it in that same time, that in the same picking season you'll pick one before Tu B'Shvat and one after Tu B'Shvat, like the story we had with Rabbi Akiva, where he picked one, we picked in between, and he took two maestros, whereas other Perosi Ilan, which are Tali and Chanata, you're not going to really have the situation so much. So that's why we Dafka ask by an Esrog. But really, the Shaila is the same Shaila when it comes to every other type of tree as well. It's not only a Shaila when it comes to an Esrog tree. That's what Tosa suggests. So the Gemara asks, Vaita now another seemingly parenthetical question. Baimine Rava mir Rav Nachman, Varmila Rabbi Yochanan mir Rabbi Yanai. So either Rava asks Rav Nachman, or Rabbi Yochanan asks Rabbi Yanai. What if it was a Shanamu Uberes? What if they added an extra Adar? So would we still say Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Ilan, or is it about the month after Teves, which is Shvat, or do we say that no? Now the Adar Rishon is going to be it's the month before Adar, and Adar Rishon is now the month before Adar because you have another base. So which month do we go to as the Rosh Hashanah Ilanos? Amalei Rov Shanim. So he said, you follow most years. So most years it's Shvat, so this year it's Shvat as well. What's the suffix exactly? Why would we assume that it would change from being Shvat to Adar just because we had an extra... If we had an extra Shvat, I understand what the question would be. So you'd have a question. Is it the first Shvat or is it the second Shvat? Just like we discussed in Maseches Megillah with regard to Purim and Mishloach Manos and all the different halachos of Adar. So you need to know, does it apply during the first Adar? Does it apply during the second Adar? But there is only one Shvat. There is no two. There's two Adars. So what's the suffix exactly? So some of the Achronim suggest that the suffix is whether the Adar Harishon is the additional month or the Adar Sheni is the additional month. Meaning when we add an extra Adar, so which one is the extra? Which one is the standard? If the second one is the additional month, then the Rosh Hashanah Ilanos is going to be Bishvat, which is close to Teves. But if the first one is the additional month and the real Adar is Adar Sheni, so you might suggest that the Rishon has a din of Shvat, because the definition of Shvat is the month before Adar. It's not that, meaning when we say the Rosh Hashanah Ilanos, the definition of Rosh Hashanah Ilanos will not be Shvat. That's not the definition. The definition is the month before Adar. If the real Adar is Adar Beis, Adar Rishon is not the real Adar, that's just an extra month and we have to call it something. So we call it Adar, so that you might as well call it Shvat Beis. So that could be, that could have been the Rosh Hashanah Leilanos. So the Gemara's answer is that we go Basar Rov Shanim, so we have to assume that the second one is the Tosefes, the first one is the real Adar, and since the first one is the real Adar and the second one is the Tosefes, the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos is always going to be in Shvat, even in a leap year. Good, now there's the Gemara's going to record a Machlokas HaMoraim when an Esrog grows partially in Shemitah year and partially in a different year. So Amar Rabba, Esrog Bas shishis shenichnas al shviyas. If you have an esrog from the sixth year that enters into the seventh year, meaning the chanata, the budding of the fruits, first happened in the sixth year, but it was picked in the shmita year. So ptura min ha-meiser, it's pata from meiser. That makes it sound like it's shmita produce, because shmita produce is pata from meiser. But uptura min ha-biur, we also say it's pata from biur. Now shmita produce has a chi of biur. That's one of the things that we have to do with produce of shmita. There are several halachas that we have with produce of shmita. First of all, you're not allowed to do any schora. You're not allowed to do business, make money off of produce of shmita. Second is we have to treat it with kedushas shviyas, which means we're not allowed to waste it or use it for anything other than its ideal use. So if you have wine that has kedushas shviyas, which you could have for several years after shmita, it's only because next year is a shmita year that we have to be thinking about it. If you have wine that says otzer based in shmita, whatever it has kedushas shviyas, the halacha is that you're not allowed, and you want to use it for havdalah, you're not allowed to pour it over the cup and put out the havdalah candle with it, because you're not allowed to use it for anything but drinking it. You have to drink every last drop when something has kedushas shviyas. When you have food that has kedushas shviyas, you're not allowed to throw it in the garbage unless it's until it's destroyed. You're not allowed to ruin it until it spoils. So everything, those are the more basic halachas of kedushas shviyas. One of the halachas that we're not as familiar with in America, because we don't think of it as something that we have to do that often, is the halacha of biur. The halacha of biur is that shmita produce, you have to be mafkir at some point. That you have to put out there and let anyone have a chance to take it. There's a question when you have something that's run by Otzer Beis Din, whether you'll actually need to do a biur in order to be able to keep the produce. But there is this din of biur. So shmita produce is subject to biur. So what are we saying over here? Rabbi says, if you have this esrog that had its chanata in the sixth year, but you first did the lakita in the seventh year, so it's pata from meiser, which makes it sound like it's shmita produce, but then we said it's pata from biur. That makes it sound like it's not shmita produce. So the Gemara is going to have to get into that. Why would it be pata from meiser if it's not shmita produce? Where's the patur of meiser? What if you have the opposite situation? The chanata happened during shmita year, the lakita happened in the year after shmita year, then it's patura b'meiser, so that makes sense. It's going to be pata from meiser because you're going to say it's called shmita produce, the chayev is b'biur, and it's going to be chayev and biur because apparently it really is shmita produce across the board. So says the Gemara, let's see if this makes sense. Amrei Abaye. So Abaye says to Rabbah, Bish lama seifa, I understand what you said in the seifa, that an esrog that has chanata in the seventh year and lakita in the eighth year is pata from meiser and chayev and biur, because it sounds like by an esrog we follow chanata with regard to shmita. When it comes to determining the shmita status of an esrog, we look at when the budding happened, and therefore we are no ekedusha shviyas, so it's chayev and biur, and it's melech pata from meiser because hefker is pata from meiser. So even though this din is soser, the din that we quote in the Reisha, that when the Chanata happens in the sixth year and the Lakita happens in the seventh year, it's Pater from Meiser, which makes it sound like by an Esrog we go Basar Lakita with regard to Shemitah. It's possible to say that you weren't sure what the din is by an Esrog with regard to Shemitah, whether we go Basar Chanata or Basar Lakita. And since Shviyas is Daraisa, Sveka Daraisa Lechumra, so I understand that you say Lechumra, that the Seifa is Lechumra. I understand that makes plenty of sense, meaning not only is the Seifa consistent with itself, the Seifa is consistent with the Reisha. That even though with regard to one of the halachas in the Reisha, you wanted to say that in the case of the Reisha, sixth year going into the seventh year, it has Kedusha Shviyas. And now you want to say in the Seifa, seventh year going into the eighth year, it also has Kedusha Shviyas. Well, they can't both have Kedusha Shviyas, but I get it. You want to say it's a Safek, so Safek Daraisa L'chumra. That makes sense, that the Seifa is consistent internally within itself, both with regard to the halach of Meiser and with regard to the halach of Biur, and it's consistent with the Reisha. El Reisha, but the problem is the Reisha, which talks about a pri that had chanata during the sixth year and lakita in the seventh year, petura min abiur amai. Why is it pata from biur? By lechora, by shmita, we should go lechumra and we should go basa lakita as well. So why do we go? Why do we say it's pata from biur? It must be that it's not a suffix. It must be damrin zil basa chanata, that we assume that the chanata is the ikr, that when the budding happened is determines the year of that tree. And if it's a 6 year ago that the budding happened, the seventh year that you pick it, you would say it's pata from beer because it's not Shemitah produce. Well, if that's the case, yahachit is chayiv b'meiser. If that's the case, it should be chayiv b'meiser as well. If it's not Shemitah produce, it should be absolutely chayiv b'meiser. So Amalei Rabba said to Abaye, really you're right, by Shvius we go basar chanata. And in Esrog, therefore, that chanata during the sixth year does not have Kedusha Shvius, and that's why it's pata from beer. But I'll tell you, even so, it's going to be pata from meiser. Why? It's not that it's Shemitah produce that makes a pata from meiser, but rather, yada kol memashmashin ba, v'atam retischayev b'meiser. What's the halacha when you have produce during the Shemitah year? The halacha is you have to open up your field and everyone gets to walk in, and everyone gets to touch, and everyone gets to take. Let's say you have a field that has tons of different types of produce, different types of trees, and you have to open up your field to everybody, and there's one esrog tree in your yard. What are you going to do? Even if it's not Shemitah produce, you're not going to be able to block it off from everybody coming to touch it and to take. Anyone who wants is going to come and take. So memela, the esrog is going to be hefker. If you have a tree that's hefker in the first year, second year, third year, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be Shemitah year. A tree that's hefker is always pata from meiser. The reason that Shemitah trees, that Shemitah produce is pata from meiser is because Shemitah happens to be hefker. But if it happens to not be a Shemitah tree, but it's hefker, it's also pata from meiser. So that's why when it's the sixth year going into the seventh year, it's, you're right, we go basar chanata, it's not Shemitah produce, but it's still going to be pata from meiser because it happens to be hefker. That is Rabba's opinion. Rav Amnuna Amar, Rav Amnuna says, no, bashishas shenichnesas l'shviyas, if you have sixth year produce that gets picked in the seventh year, meaning chanata was in the sixth year and the likita was in the seventh year, li'olam shishas, it has a din of sixth year produce for everything, both with regard to the fact that it's chayiv and meiser, and that it's not chayiv in biur. Ubashvius and achnesel shashminis liolam shvius, and produce that had chanata in the seventh year and was picked in the eighth year is always going to be considered to be shemitah produce. It's pata from meiser. It's chayiv in biur. So it turns out that by an esrog we go with all of the halachos with the chanata, like all other peros. We're not interested in the lakita like a yerek. We look at the chanata like we would all other peros. Aye, what about the fact yada kol mashpshimba during Shemitah, everyone's touching it. So says Rav Hamnuna would hold that no, you don't have a din, you don't have a requirement to be mafkarit, so you can't call that an automatic hefker that's pata from meiser. If you don't have a requirement to be mafkarit and happens to not have kedusha shviyas, so then it's going to be chayiv in meiser. Hefker bal korcho is not called hefker, is essentially what Rav Hamnuna would say. It's true, practically speaking, you have to open up your gates and everyone's going to touch everything, including your esrog tree. But you had no obligation to let everyone touch your esrog tree. So that's a situation of hefker bal karcho. That's not called hefker, and therefore it's chayiv in meisos. So the Gemara asks on both Rabba and Rav Hamnuna, from a Shita in Tanaim. Meisve, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Shimon. Esrog bashish shenich nesos l'shviyas. If you have an esrog that had chanata in the sixth year, and lakita in the seventh year, Petura mina meiser, or petura mina beer. We say that it's pata from both meiser and beer because we go basar chanata, and since the chanata was in the sixth year, it doesn't have kedusha shviyas, so that's why it's pata from beer. And nevertheless, pata from meiser because of the following reason: shein lechadaver shechayv b'meiser eliyim kein gadal b'chiyuv v'nilkat b'chiyuv. A different svara, not because yada kol mashpishin bo. The reason it's pata from meiser is because you cannot have something that's chayv and meiser unless it grew b'chiyuv, and it was nilkat b'chiyuv. This esrog was nilkat during the Shemitah year, which is not a time for a chiyuv of maestros. So all peros are pater from maestros during the Shemitah year, so this pre is pater from maestros as well. So the yada kol mashmashin bo, and it's hefker, and it's pater from maestros, but it's not just that, it's that it grew a little bit during the Shemitah year as well. Ubashvish and nechnesas l'shminis, and if you have 7th year produce that went into the 8th year, meaning the chanata was the 7th year, and the kita was the 8th year, so then peturim and a meiser, it's going to be pata from meiser because the chanata happened during the Shemitah year, and we already said in the Reisha that the only way something's going to be chayiv and meiser if it's gadol b'chiyuv, and over here the chanata is part of the gidul, and it happened during the Shemitah year. Upetura mina biur, but it's pater from biur because it doesn't have kedusha shviyas even though the Chanata happened during Shemitah. Shein lecha davar shechayv bebir, olam kein gadol b'shvius v'nilkat b'shvius. Something is only chayv and bir if both the Chanata and the Lakita happened during the Shemitah year. So the Gemara says, Reisha, the first part where we said that an Esrog that's Chanat b'shishis and is nilkat b'shvius is part from Meiser is kasha l'Rav Hamnuna. That's a problem for Rav Hamnuna, because Rav Hamnuna held that in such a case it's going to be chayv in Meiser. Seifa, and the Seifa, which says that an Esrog that's whose Chanata was in the 7th year and Lakita was in the 8th year is kasha bein l'Rav Hamnuna. Is a problem for both Rabba and Rav Hamnuna, because both of them held that as long as the Chanata happened during Shemitah year, it's going to be chayv in Bior, even if the Lakita happened during the 8th year. So this Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon holds that no, that if the Lakita happens in the 8th year, it's potter from Bior. But that's against both Rabba and Rav Hamnuna. So it's a kasha both on Rabba and Rav Hamnuna. And the answer is Tanaihi. Rabba and Rav Hamnuna are Amarayim, and they will tell you, yes, we understand that there is such a shita out there of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Shimon. But you should know that it's a machlokas Tanaim. It's not a unanimously accepted opinion. Where do we see that it's a machlokas Tanaim? Detanya, we have the Brisa as follows. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Avtulmus Heid Mishum Chamisha Zakenim. Avtulmus said over in the name of 5 Zakenim, that Esrog Achar Lakitaso Lemaiser. We follow the Lakita of an Esrog, the time that it's picked with regard to the halacha of Meiser. So the year that it's picked is also the year that you determine for Meisros. For Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Bu'usha Va'amru, Achar Lakitaso, Bein Lemaiser, Bein Lashvius. And Rabbi Seinu in Usha got together and they said, no, an Esrog goes Basa Lakita not just for Meiser, for Shemitah as well. So it says, Shvius Mantekar Shmei. How did Shemitah get involved over here? The Tanakhama didn't say anything about Shemitah. Avtulmus didn't say anything about Shemitah. He just said about Meiser. So the Gemara answers, Chisur Mechser V'achi Ketani. You have to add in a line to Avtulmus in the Braisa. When Avtulmus started to speak in the name of the Chamisha Zakenim, what he meant to say was as follows, that Esrog Achar Lakitaso L'Meiser. With regard to Meiser, that whether you want to know whether it's a Meiser Sheni year or a Meiser Ani year for this Esrog, so you always follow the Lakita. You look at the year that you picked that Esrog. But Va'achar Chanata L'Shvius. But when it comes to determining whether this Esrog is a Shemitah Esrog or not, you don't look at when you picked the Esrog, you look at when it had a Chanata, when it started budding. So if it started budding in the 6th year, it does not have Kedusha Shvius. If it started budding in the 7th year, even if you only picked it in the 8th year, it does have Kedusha Shvius. But then, Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Busha, Rabbi Seinu were Cholik on Avtulmus, and they said, Achal Lakitaso, Bein Lemaiser, Bein Lashvius. That you go with the Lakita, both with regard to Meiser and with regard to Shemitah. So it turns out that according to Avtulmus, we go Basar the Chanata by Nesrog with regard to Shemitah, and that's the opinion of Rabba and Rav Hamnuna. Rabba and Rav Hamnuna following the Shita of Tulmus, who hold that an Esrog that's Chanat B'Shvius has Kedusha Shvius L'Kol Davar, it's Chayiv in Biur, it's Patver Maisos. An Esrog that's Chanat B'Shishis is not Chayiv in Biur, because we look at the Chanata, it is not a Shemitah Esrog. It happens to be that Rabba and Rav Hamnuna have a Machlokas, if it's Chanat B'Shishis, what's the status with regard to Maisos? Do we take into account the fact that Yada called Mamash Mishinbo, and therefore post facto, it happens to be that it's de facto hefker, even though it's not really, even though there's never a requirement to make it hefker. But they certainly are based on a shita in Tanaim, and that's perfectly fine. So that's the way Rashi and Tosfos understand this gemara, that when all the dust settles, they're gimel machlokas b'davar according to Rashi and Tosfos. The Chamisha Zakenim and Rav Gamliel and Rabba and Rav Hamnuna hold that an esrog achal the kitaso with regard to meiser, Achar Chanato with regard to Shvius, and that's what we mean when we say that an Esrog is Shavu Leilon B'Gimel Drachim Uli Yerek B'Derech Echad, that for the most part we look at it like a tree, that we look at the Chanata, but with regard to one Halacha, with regard to the Meiser, we'll look at it like a vegetable, right? We'll look at the Lakita. The Shita of Rabbi Seinu Bu'usha is that we go Basa Lakita bein l'maiser, bein l'shvias. That we always look at the Lakita, and the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, is that we go basar chanata both for shvias and for maiser. So those are the three basic shitos. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, say, that an esrog bashishis that goes into the seventh year is li olam shishis, and the because we look at the chanata only. The Bein L'Maiser, Bein L'Shvius, we look at the Chanata. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh Sheni, in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, the Rambam paskins that by an Esrog we go Achar L'Kita, Bein L'Maiser, Bein L'Shvius, and therefore when you're dealing with a second year produce that goes into the third year, we go basa the L'Kita, we treat it like third year produce. But when it comes to Shishas, Shenechnesos L'Shvius, So it's chayiv in maestros, which means we go basa the chanata, meaning we treat it like 6 year produce. So that's difficult because it sounds like he passes like Rabbi Seinu Beusha that we go basa the lakita bein the maestro bein the shvius, and then he passes like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that when it comes to shishas and nechnas l'shvius that we go basa the chanata and it's chayiv in maestro. So that's the difficulty within the shita sarambam. But in terms of how it plays out in our Gemara, it does seem that it's pretty clear that there are three basic shitos in Tanakh. A lot of different names, but only three basic shitos in Tanaim. That either we go basar chanata for everything, basar lakita for everything, or we split it with regard to whether it's meiser or shmita. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Amri Tarvayu, Esrog Bashishas and Nechnas L'Shvius. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish both say that a 6 year Esrog that goes into the 7th year, Li Olam Shishas. For all of the dinim, it has the din of the 6th year. Kiyasa Rav Nam Rabbi Yochanan, Esrog Bashishas and Nechnas L'Shvius, 6 year Esrog that goes into the 7th year, Afilu Kazayas. Even in the 6th year, it only grew to the size of an olive, Vinaseis Kikar, and it became so big in the 7th year, it became like the size of a Kikar, Chayavin Alam Mishum Tevel. It still has the status of a 6th year produce, and it's going to have regular Tevel, meaning a regular Chiyuv of Maestros. So it turns out that there are, so again, three Shitos. You have Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah, Yedalar and Beis, Talagabe Shmita, we go Basar Chanata, Talagabe Maestro, we go Basar Lakita, and you just happen to have a Machlokas Amroim within that Shita between Rabbi and Rav Amnuna, with an esrog that's chanat b'shishis and nilkat b'shvius, whether it's chayiv in maaser or not. The second basic shita in Tanaim is Rabbi Seinu Beusha that we always go basar l'kita, and you have Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah that we always go basar chanata, both for shvius and for maaser. Tan Rabbanan, nu braisa, ilan shechantu peirosav kodem chamisha asa b'shvat, misasha l'shana sha'avra. If you have a tree that had its chanata, it started to bud before tu b'shvat, so it's misasha l'shana sha'avra. You treat it like a tree from the previous year, because tu b'shvat is Rosh Hashanah l'ilanos. Achar chamisha asa b'shvat, misasha l'shana ba. No great chiddush there. If the chanata happens after tu b'shvat, so good, it's the new year now, so we treat it like the coming year. Amar Rabbi Nechemiah b'med var mamurim. So here's the chiddush. Rabbi Nechemiah says, when do we go basar chanata of the ilan? When do we look at when it started to bud? The ilan shows a shtei brichos bashana. That's only if it's a tree that produces two sets of fruits in a year. So Gemara says shtei brichos al kadaitach. Bricha, what does bricha have to do with an ilan? Bricha is how we refer to a set of birds, to a flock of birds. So trees generally don't produce birds, they produce fruits. So what are you talking about? Shtei brichos bashana? What kind of tree is going to produce brichos? Eleima ke'en shtei brichos. No, what we mean to say is like two flocks, meaning it's that we don't mean to say literally that it's producing birds. We mean to say we use that lashon because we're talking about a tree that whose fruits do not all ripen at the same time. But whenever the fruits ripen, that's when you go and you take some more fruits off of the tree. So by those fruits, by those trees, we go basar chanata because the lakita is napa b'achasas, is napa b'asachas. So we don't want to be mechalik in the din of maestros on the same tree and say that, oh, for some of the fruits that you pick from this tree, the din is going to be a maestro sheni and others is going to be a maeserani. It doesn't make sense to split it up like that. So we go basar the chanata. They all have chanata at the same time. The lakita is going to be at different times because they ripen at different times. Aval ilan osa brichachas. But if you have a tree that all of the fruits ripen at the same time anyway, kigon de kalim, like a palm tree, a date tree, v'zesim, or an olive tree, v'charuvin, or a buxer tree, so then you go basalikita. Aval b'shachantu perosei and kodem chamisha asur b'shvat, misasun l'shana haba. Even if the chanata happened before Tu B'Shvat, it's irrelevant. If you only do the lakita after Tu B'Shvat, so go with the lakita. If the lakita is all the same for all the fruits of the tree, so we would go basal the lakita. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Nechemia. That this whole din we've been assuming the entire time, that by trees we look at chanata, that is not for all kinds of trees. That's only for trees where we have no choice but to look at chanata. If it's trees where the lakita is going to come at all sorts of different times, so we have to look at chanata. But if the lakita is going to be at one time, so we don't have to look at chanata, we can just look at the lakita. Am Rabbi Yochanan nagu ha'am b'charuvin k'Rabbi Nechemia, that by charuvin, by a buxer tree, people assume like Rabbi Nechemia. People go basa the lakita when it comes to a buxer tree. That's nagu ha'am b'charuvin k'Rabbi Nechemia. Now there's Tosfos points out over here that it's lav dafka b'charuvin. The same would be true. We pointed out charuvin is not the only tree that's lakita sokachas, that all the fruits ripen at the same time. A dekel tree and a zayas tree, anything that makes bricha achas b'shana would have the same status, Tosfos says. And that's why the Gemara is going to ask on this from Benos Shuach, which is not a buxer tree. But nevertheless, we're assuming that it's lav dafka a buxer tree. So says the Gemara Vayter, okay, so you want to say that we followed Rabbi Nechemia? Eis v'Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, v'Reish Lakish Asher Rabbi Yochanan, Benos Shuach, what if you have white figs that are called Benos Shuach that grow in during an extended period of time, and from the time of the Chanata till the time of the Lakita, it's 3 years that pass from the Chanata to the Lakita. So the halacha is about the Benos Shuach, Shviyas Shalahen, the Shemitah year of Benos Shuach is Shnia, is actually the second year of the Shemitah cycle, because the fruits that you're taking off the tree in the second year of the Shemitah cycle had their Chanata during Shemitah year. So if you want to know which fruits of which of these white dates have Kedusha Shviyas, it's the ones that you're pulling off of the tree first in the second year of the Shemitah cycle. Because it takes 3 years for the fruits to ripen. So it turns out that even though they all ripen bebasachas, they all ripen simultaneously, but it happens to be in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, we're still looking at the Chanata. We're not looking at the Lakita. So this is a major kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say that we follow Rabbi Nechemia, that if you have a tree that all of its fruits ripen at the same time, you look at the Lakita, you don't look at the Chanata. Yeah, well, by the Benos Shuach, we say that the fruits you're pulling off in the second year of the Shemitah cycle do not have a din of fruits of a second year of a Shemitah cycle. They have a din of Shemitah fruits, because you're looking at the Chanata, not the Lakita. So Ishtik, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't answer anything. So now the Gemara is never satisfied with that someone doesn't have an answer to Akasha. So the Gemara is going to go and say, well, why was he quiet? He should have said this, he should have said that, he could have... So says the Gemara, Amli Rabbi Abba Kohen Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Rabbi Abba Kohen said to Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Am I Ishtik? Why was Rabbi Yochanan quiet? Sounds like he didn't have an answer. Leimele, Rabbi Yochanan should have answered him. Aminucha, no, Rabbi Nechemia, Vata Amritli Rabbanon. I'm just telling you what Rabbi Nechemia says. And you bring me a brisa where it tells us the Shita of the Rabbanon who are cholik on Rabbi Nechemia. The Rabbanon ain't a chinami hold that you always go basa chanata. Rabbi Nechemia is a Shita in Tanaim, and it happens to be that the Am is noeg like Rabbi Nechemia. But so what that there's a brisa that follows the Shita of the Rabbanon? That's perfectly fine that the brisa follows the Shita of the Rabbanon. So he says, no, the reason he was ishtik was mishum da'amarle, because Reish Lakish would say to him, Shafkas Rabbanon Vavad Rabbi Nechemia. Why would that be? If there's a machlokas between Rabbi Nechemia and the Rabbanon, why would you abandon the Shita of the Rabbanon to go with the Das Yachid of Rabbi Nechemia and say that it doesn't go basa chanata? So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say back to Reish Lakish, Kaminu l'cha nagu? All I said is what people are knowing. V'atam r'tli yisura. So you're asking me from a brisa that tells me that there's an isser to go basa charuvim, basa the lakita for charuvim. Amoda, I agree. The halacha is like the Rabbanon. I didn't tell you what the halacha is. I told you what the minig is. Nagu am k'Rabbi Nechemia. So you can't ask any kashas on me from the halacha. I know what the halacha is, but I told you what the minig is. So the Gemara answers, no. If this was the answer of Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish could have said to him, "B'makom yisura kinagu shafkinon lahu." If there's a halacha one way and the minhag is the other way, well then you need to abandon that minhag. That's a bad minhag. Don't go around reporting doing that minhag. Ah, now go out and grab the chaim. Someone asks you shayla. Yeah, that's the minhag. That's what we do. If it's against the halacha, then there's no such thing as that's the minhag. You can't just follow a minhag when it's against the halacha. So the Meiri writes, even though we have a concept in Chazal that minhag mevatal halacha. Right, there's such a concept that minhag somehow is mevatel the halacha. The Miri says we only say that when the halacha is mekel and the minhag is more machmir, or when the minhag is mekel, but there's no real isser bedavar. But if the minhag comes to be mekel on something that would be asr la halacha, then the minhag is not mevatel halacha. Then we say what we say in our Gemara that you can't abandon the halacha in favor of the minhag. Magen Avram in Tafresh Sadi Sivkan Chav Beis quotes from Marik that even a minhag that has its sad isser yishna. If you find some sort of posek that holds that way, even if rabim cholkem alav, and you're not mevatel it, even b'shas hachak, that's the Magen Avraham says. That's how powerful a minhag is. But it does need to have some basis. You need to find somebody who holds that way. And he quotes from the Rush. That which we say minhag is mevatel halacha, that's even if rov deos hold that it's aser, and the Gemara is a raya, and the minhag is built based on a psikto or svarim chitzonim, svarim that are not based on the Talmud, still we say minhag mevatel halacha, because you have to assume that kach kiblu avosenu, that we have some sort of mesora not to follow the Talmud Bavli in that situation. The Rambam many times, the Rambam will pass on something based on a medrash, a psikto, whatever, Yerushalmi, something that's not from the Bavli. You have to assume that they had some sort of Surah. Generally speaking, all of halacha comes from the Bavli, but if you have an established minhag, even if against the Bavli, that's what the Magen Avraham writes, that with the minhag would be mevatel halacha in that case. But anyway, over here we would say b'makom isura kinagu shafkina lehu. Now, if you're dealing with an isser, forget about your minhag if the minhag is going to be a violation of an isser. So the Gemara says, okay, but v'leimele, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say to Reish Lakish the following? Ki amina lecha no, when do I say that everyone is noi k'rabbi nechemya? That's maiser charuvin d'rabanan. That's when it comes to maiser on Buxer, which is only drabanan, like all peros ilan, where the meiser is only drabanan. V'atam li shviyas daraisa. So you bring a kasha on me that we should really pass on like drabanan based on a din about shmita. Shmita is daraisa. Shmita b'no shuach is also chayiv midaraisa and shmita. It's only legabi a din drabanan that the chum could be misakein to go basa l'kita. But in a chinami, with regard to shmita, they're not going to be misakein to go basa l'kita. They'll still go basar. Khanata. So you can't ask me kashas based on what we hold with regard to halachos of Shemitah. Ella Amr Rabbi Abba HaKohen. Rabbi Abba HaKohen says to Mehani, Emei Shiva Reish Lakish L'Tshuvazu. He says, I am Tama, I wonder if really Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan this kasha from the Mishnah about Bnei Shuach. Meaning, since Rabbi Yochanan had such a strong answer to that kasha, I really wonder whether the kasha was ever asked. Since it's a Dover Pashut that you could answer that there's such an obvious difference between halachos of Meiser Midrabanan and halachos of Shemitah Midaraisa. So Gemara says, Im Hishiva Ha'osva. What do you mean? If Reish Lakish answered, we find that Reish Lakish, meaning Im Hishiva, how could you say whether Reish Lakish responded? Reish Lakish wasn't the one who responded. Reish Lakish was the one who asked the Kasha. Again, Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said that the minhag is like Rabbi Nechemya. Now I'm Rabbi Nechemya. Reish Lakish asked on that from the Brisa of Bnei Shuach. What do you mean Im Hishiva? It should be Im Osiv. Ela Ema, rather you say Im Kibla Rabbi Yochanan. Not the question whether Reish Lakish said anything. Reish Lakish definitely asked the Kasha, but really what we're not sure about was, is it really true that Rabbi Yochanan was mekabel that raya that Reish Lakish brought from Bnei Shuach during the Shemitah year, and therefore changed his mind from saying that the Nagu Amkar Rabbi Nechemya, and that's why he was quiet? Or Imlo Kibla, maybe Rabbi Yochanan was not mekabel, and he was not chozer. Why was he quiet? So this is something we've discussed in the past. Sometimes Shasuk means that I'm quiet because Shtika Koda, I'm molded to everything you're saying, you have a very good point, and sometimes I'm quiet because I think what you're saying is so ridiculous that it doesn't even need to be honored with a response. So you're going to bring me a kasha from Shemitah, so that I don't have to give a response. You can bring me a kasha from Shemitah. Everyone knows that the halachos of meiser on fruit that grows from a tree is totally different than the halachos of Shemitah on fruits. Shemitah is actually a din d'oraisa on fruits. Meiser is only a din d'rabbanan. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up with the Mishnah, Bez Hashem, tomorrow.